Welcome to the weekly podcast from Phil Aston at yogaatwork.co.uk. Now, these weekly talks, although they're emanating from a yoga website, are aimed at anybody. So you don't have to be a yoga practitioner or student to actually benefit from some of the things that are mentioned or looked at in these weekly podcasts. And this week, what I wanted to look at was repetitive strain, specifically to do with around the hands and the wrists, but also to look at techniques that would help your kind of creative work from moving from your ideas through your hands into your laptop, if you like. But first of all, if we think of something like repetitive strain, specifically to do with the wrists and the hands. So if you have problems, perhaps with your hands falling asleep or becoming very tingly, perhaps aching, or even feeling cold after a long day at work, then yoga and these techniques can greatly help. Now, these sort of symptoms can be the beginning of repetitive stress syndrome, and it can happen to anybody. We used to think, well, computer operators perhaps. Well, all of us are computer operators really to some degree now. The amount of people that work on laptops, beginning from a school age to all of us, even we have hobbies, are using computers. So obviously that takes in also photographers, graphic designers, or anybody who's perhaps work or hobby calls for long periods of steady hand movement, perhaps repetitive grasping, turning and twisting. Now, I always find it useful, and I do this a lot in my yoga classes and my yoga holidays, is to explain a bit of background to what's happening, because that helps you, I think, put into play the techniques and the preventative action to help on these areas. So why is this happening? Well, all of us have got this meridian nerve that passes through the wrist in a very narrow passageway formed by the carpal bones and also a tough layer of ligaments. It controls the sensation in your fingers, your thumb, and some of the muscles in your hand. So repeated motions can cause the finger tendons, and these also pass through this tunnel, if you like, in the bones, to swell and press the nerve against the bone. And if the movement patterns that cause the symptoms continue, the hands can eventually lose their ability to firmly grasp objects. And they can, if we don't look after ourselves, we can even cause permanent damage in this area. Well, obviously this doesn't need to happen. And yoga is very much preventative medicine. So for example, we should all take time before using our hands to warm up the wrist joint and the fingers. Sometimes by simply opening and closing your fist even a dozen times. And another exercise is to rotate the hands clockwise for 15 seconds and then reverse the direction for another 15 seconds. But what I want to look at, and I call this little talk, Can Your Fingers Do the Walking? It's something that I've done a lot over the last few years. And we all know there's a fine line between good stress and bad stress. And we all need some stress in our lives to give us the drive to succeed, if you like. But sometimes even the good stress can get in the way. I mean, think about it. Have we ever returned from a meeting, perhaps, where our boss has told us to write down and get that report out by the end of the day, or perhaps we're writing a story and it's a wonderful creative piece and we want to get it out as soon as possible. But all of a sudden, our ability to type the ideas that are in our head can turn into an exercise in creative spelling, or the overuse of the backspace key, or even the delete key. So what seems mildly frustrating at first then leads to hunched shoulders, rising tensions, and a complete lack of coherence between us and the keypad. So next time you sit down to put your killer document or your killer story together, and you feel your adrenaline levels are at odds with what your keyboard skills can cope with, try this. So first of all, sit up straight. Again, posture is paramount in a lot of what we do in life. So we're sitting up straight, our chest is open, our feet are flat on the floor, and the palms of our hands are on your thighs. Now become aware of your breathing. Don't alter it, just accept your breath exactly as it is. Now imagine you're breathing out and in from your heart. Just feeling that the breath is coming in and out from the heart center. and count mentally in for five on your in-breath and count out for five on your out-breath. Just let the numbers fit in with your breath. And this will start to calm you down. Breathing in for five and out for five. Acknowledge any thoughts that bubble up to the surface of the mind, but let them go. It's just thinking. Each thought is merely nothing more than a passing memory. So breathing in for five and out for five. Just feeling that your heart rate is lowering and you're bringing yourself back home. Bringing a bit more focus back into your life. Now interlink your fingers and stretch your arms out in front of you and press the palms away. Now as you breathe in, lift your arms overhead, stretching through the body, through the sides of the waist, pushing your palms up towards the ceiling. Now as you exhale, separate your hands and bring your hands down, back down onto your thighs. And repeat. Interlink the fingers. Stretch the arms out in front of you. Push the palms away and breathe in. Arms overhead, stretching through the sides of the waist and breathing out. Bring the arms down by the side to rest back on your thighs. And you can repeat that little process as many times as you like. Now take both arms out in front of you and breathe in, make tight fists with both hands. And as you breathe out, exhale and open your hands and stretch out your fingers as far apart from each other as you possibly can. And again, when you're ready to breathe in, make tight fists with your hands, squeezing into the hands. And as you breathe out, stretch out your fingers as far apart from each other as you can. And again, this is something you just repeat, maybe up to five times. And then relax your arms. And now begin to flick through your fingers. You're flicking your fingers against your thumb on both hands, working from the index finger through to the little finger. So one finger at a time, flicking the fingers against the thumbs on both hands. And start to get faster. And faster. How will you know if you're going too fast? If you start to miss out one of your fingers, slow down. So just flicking through each finger with a bit of attitude, as if you're really trying to flick the fingernails off into the distance. And now finally, relax your hands. Take your arms down by the side of the body and begin to shake your hands from the wrists. Shaking your hands as if you're trying to literally make them just fly off into the distance. As you shake your hands from the wrist, now start to shake your elbows. Go quickly, moving right up to the shoulders. And then start to just slow down. From the shoulders and the elbows and the wrist, just start to bring your arms to stillness. Now your fingers might be tingling a little bit now, more than they were before, which is fine. And then finally just bring your shoulders up towards your ears and let them roll back. And again, bring the shoulders up towards the ears and let them roll back as you open the chest. And then place your hands back onto your thighs. And just be aware of the beginning and end of each in-breath and the beginning and end of each out-breath. You're now ready to type. But as you do type, try and touch the keyboard as softly as you can. Be mindful of every single indent of every key as you press it. And you should now have a more deep connection between your creative mind and the physical body. I'll see you again next week at the podcast with Phil Aston from yogaatwork.co.uk. Thank you.